Everyone, welcome. This is Limeless Live More, Dana and Brent here. And we're opening up the winter sessions for another round on a Valentine's Day. Kind of amazing to have a call today. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, taking time out of your day to be with us, to connect with us. Hey, Dana, how's your day?
Hi there. It's going great so far. Beautiful, beautiful day, crispy and sunny, and we're so happy to have Mark Weil with us today. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Dana. Hi, Brent. Good to be with both of you again.
Hey.
It's so fun. It just, gosh, how long have we been doing this now? Almost.
2.5.
We were trying to figure it out. This is the third winter sessions.
Sorry, it's our 10th
awesome.
One, 10th program.
Yeah, and it's just, it's so great. So in this call today, we are going to do our best to keep it at an hour, maybe even less, because I know you all have a lot to do, and we sometimes are limited on energy and listening, so I want you guys to really get the information. We will go over our winter sessions, and then we're going to talk today about love and fear and the connection to kidneys and adrenals. Love and fear are emotions, kidneys, adrenals, organs, and how can we support our emotional bodies by supporting our body, our physical bodies. So let's see, Brent. People have written in questions, so we can't answer each one, but we will generally address those topics. So let's see. I'm going to pull up, Brent. Do you also have the winter sessions overview? Oh, there you go. And any of you that have seen our overview page, you're welcome to follow. You have it there, Brent?
Yeah, you want to go to that first?
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Okay, so winter sessions, it's right now we're in our orientation and prep week. So that's where we get inside. We have some videos for you to watch, and we jump into Facebook. I hear a little bit of sound. Is that – maybe that's just on my end. Okay. So orientation prep week, we are watching videos, we're getting prepared, we have shopping lists, grocery lists, so you can get really prepared for the next 3 to 4 weeks. We usually extend these because we have such a close group by the end of it. It's really hard to let go. But the winter sessions, the way we begin it is every one of our sessions, we start by introducing some good mineral broths. And it looks like, well, our favorite one is Beeler's broth. And Mark, I'll have you talk to that some more. But it's a very, very balanced mineral broth that supports adrenals and kidneys. Really, really powerful. And we do that for the first week or so. And in the first week, we talk about immunity, energy, and detoxing. Balancing body temperature. This is something that people don't talk about enough, right, Mark? Wouldn't you agree?
I think it's a key to maintaining your health, because when your temperature fluctuates, your body really works exceedingly hard to rebalance you.
Right, so too cold, too hot, any extremes is intense for your body to find homeostasis, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that we get into in the first week, in this prep week here. Then week one is we have a great interview with Terry Walls, The Impact of Food on Reversing Incurable Illness. Terry's amazing. She had advanced stages of MS, and she got herself out of a wheelchair using food. So we have a great interview with her, and we start incorporating some of the aspects of of her teachings. And I just want to say, sometimes we get so overwhelmed with all the information. We know what's good for us, but putting it into practice, right, Brent? It's not always easy once you're just when you're just sitting there alone and it's just you're not inspired, certainly low on energy.
Yeah, and it's not just and it's like it's like a double-edged sword, right? It's like I got to get inspired to do it, but then what if I don't feel like I think I'm supposed to be feeling, or I just need some feedback from others. Like, is this right? Should I be feeling this way? How are y'all feeling? And it's just, there's just this huge synergy, right? When it's just, you're not having to do it by yourself and feeling alone, trying to navigate through it all.
Well, it's kind of amazing. I agree. It's kind of amazing how even myself, I get excited to, I feel like I'm more accountable for good habits because, one, leading this, and two, it's exciting to go in and share with everyone, and we just support each other, so it's really, really great, and I just want to speak to the incredible people in our group. Trust me, you guys, if you jump in here, you've got some wisdom from all around the world and great, great coaches. Okay. Brent, you want to keep reading on week one? Let's see.
Yep. Week one, you know, we have our several modules with Mark Weil, and, you know, we get the viral aspect of chronic illness is another piece that we dig into.
The viral, mm-hmm.
Right, and then sharing some recordings with Beverly. We actually, it's like a little warm-up, prep-up to get to live access with her with some healing calls later in the program, but we're sharing some of her work. I mean, how do you describe her work, Dana?
Well, let's see. Beverly, you know, it's so funny. I'm so inside these programs. We just feel like everybody knows, but they don't. So how do I explain Beverly? Beverly is an amazing light worker, intuitive. And we do group calls where we get together and she does a clearing on everyone. And she ushers in this incredible field. That's the best way I can describe it. Many people report that they feel shifted during the calls and in the recordings. So it's pretty amazing. In that week, too, we have a recording of a Beverly call, and then we will have a live call later. You know, I'm realizing, again, how far into this we are, and we haven't really said who Mark Weil is. We're talking about Mark Weil's modules and all the teaching that Mark does with us. Mark is our faculty teacher and mentor, and I have worked with Mark on my health for the last, gosh, Mark, I looked at it last night, it's like 14 years. Oh my God.
It's been a long relationship.
Well, you know, and it's been very, very rewarding in so many ways. I mean, I wouldn't be here without you. It's been incredible to have your support and the teachings that I can incorporate in my life and now.
He's helped me as well. I mean, he's helped me really working. Dan introduced me to him and you know, we started all this and, you know, for a couple of years now. I mean, Mark, we don't talk that much anymore because the protocols you gave me even 2 years ago just really helped unlock some block detox pathways that I had. And it's just, Mark has this amazing, like, Jedi sense of, like, more than that, but, you know, really knowing like where your blocks are and helping you, and really in that, you know, that nutrition and that deep, very, very strong the detox element. For me, that's what I needed.
That's right.
Thank you, Brad. I'm glad I've been able to make a difference.
Absolutely.
You know, and we say that, you know, I've done some of the most intense protocols you can imagine, pharmaceuticals and the whole thing, and nobody can bring a body back into balance like Mark. And it's just a few tweaks. It's just working with the wisdom of your own body. It's amazing. So so grateful to have you, Mark, and all your teachings. You know, it's so important, I think, that we understand what's happening in our bodies, because then we're more likely to take care instead of just handing it all over to a doctor. You know, that model doesn't work anymore.
And Dana, yeah. I think the thing that I'm always going to emphasize, and for new people that haven't heard me, you, the patient, know more than anybody else. You may not know how to interpret the data, but your knowledge of yourself is more important than any other piece of information out there. And so I always emphasize that if I can teach you how to read your own dashboard of your car, you'll be able to drive the car through difficult or good circumstances. It's not up to the practitioner. It's up to us to teach you how to read the dashboard and teach you how to adjust.
That's right. That's right. And you have that gift of tuning in to people too. I mean, you know how to ask the right questions, and it's really amazing. So I was so happy this last round you got to connect with a lot of our members, and they had their own sessions with you. So that's really exciting. Huge feedback. People just do so well with your protocol. So thank you. And we get to bring these teachings here. So let's see, this would be the next week. We're going to have another live Q&A call. If you get into the program with us, we have another live Q&A call with Mark where you get your questions answered. So we have some written, and then we'll open the lines. So some of you will talk to Mark directly. That's always fun.
If I may, Dana, if I may jump in real quick, these programs, you know, Dana's thought process has been, you know, these are layered approach. You know, we're starting, you know, simple and like throwing a layer. She mentioned, you know, like the healing bras, and what Mark teaches too, you know, is you have to strengthen the body. So, you know, we call it, you know, winter sessions. We use the word cleanse a lot, but look, it's the strengthening and building the strength, especially in these winter months. This is a huge emphasis that we put on it. Get you strong again so that your body can handle just any detoxing. It's not necessarily like, you know, we're doing things that will detox you here. It's just your body will start to naturally detox as you get more strength. And I know many people on the call are doing Lyme protocols. If you're doing Lyme protocols, you need to be clean. You know, your body needs to be flushing. So you even see in the week one, we have like detox methods, detox baths, enema oil pulling. These are just nice self-care things that we share with you that we do too, and it's a nice gentle way to introduce them, try them out if you've never done them before, or if you've done them before and oh my gosh, I fell off the wagon, I haven't done an enema in 2 years, well now's a great opportunity to, you know, get it back in. You know, oil pulling is something that many of us, we might have read an article in Mind Body Green, sure enough, let's do the oil pulling, let's try it, you know, and talk to each other about it. But these are meant to, not like a pass fail, I can't do all of this. No, it's like these are options, these are opportunities. And many people, gosh, we have so many people come back and to join who were here this last winter, they're back with us again because wow, they did, you know, some parts of it last year. Now they're like, I want to do even more, I want to put another layer in. So there's like even layers within layers, but it's just like, you know, these are opportunities for us. These are more options. Whether you know it or not, even if you know it, have you really done it? Have you really tried it? And hearing other people's, you know, experiences with it, it just really brings it home. And we're learning new habits, you know, and forming new patterns. And these are things that, wow, like oil pulling might just like really ring true for you. And it's like, this is something I really want to keep incorporating going forward. It's like, great, you found like a new good technique that works really well for your body. Your body responds well, so keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing we say over and over. It's like, you know, there's so much information out there, but until you put that information into action, it's kind of useless, honestly. You just get a head full of information, and it actually gets your head spinning, and it puts you more into overwhelm. So to Brent's point, we just get to, okay, yeah, I know about oil pulling, but okay, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to share with the group. I'm going to ask questions in real time. I think sometimes we don't have anybody to ask questions about what we're doing or get the motivation. I tell a funny story, actually, about the oil pulling in one of the calls because I actually really hate doing it. I just am not attracted to it, but the results are so amazing that every winter sessions I go for it for like 5 weeks. And because, you know, you're more inside and it's like, it's a good thing to do. And some people do it every day, but it's really funny because I was Skyping with Brent during the winter sessions last year, and I looked at him and I said, Brent, did you bleach your teeth? What's going on? Your teeth are so white. He's like, no, I'm doing oil pulling. it's a side benefit, but Mark, maybe you can talk to some of the extraordinary benefits of oil pulling. It's so simple and non-invasive.
No, it's not only non-invasive, it's very cheap. You can do it at least once or twice a day. The main benefit that I tell people, since the new people don't know this, I'm fairly well known for knowing a lot about the lymph system. And since all the lymph has to come up through the neck and the head, more people get head, neck, shoulder congestion than anything else, whatever those symptoms could be. It could be sinus, or they could be allergies or whatever, or just pressure. And oil pulling is about the only way to easily, on your own, by yourself, to clear out all those lymph glands in the jawline. And you can clear years of that stuff. It takes a while, longer you've had it. I have a lot of people that have tonsil stones. Those are the little stones that come out through the tonsils. That's just waste that's built up and turned into calcification because the body does that. And oil pulling is a great way to get some of that down. So I think oil pulling not only will keep your teeth clean, keep your gums healthy, clear the lymph system, you know, and obviously people are saying, well, what about my sinuses? Well, that's all part of the lymph system. So the headaches, the sinus problems, the ear problems, the bags under the eyes,
the
all
PMJ.
Those things, PMJ, any yep. of that tension, anything that goes between your clavicle and the top of your head, you can clear a lot of that with oil pulling. So I say, cheap and easy, and then I'm going to add my little bias. My bias is I would use, of course, always organic and unfiltered. I'd use sesame seed oil, because what people don't realize is sesame seed oil used to be called vitamin T for increasing T cell production. T cells are immune cells. So I always say you can use whatever oil you want, but I encourage people to at least try some sesame seed oil regularly. You buy the good processed, cold pressed. And that's going to increase T cell production in that whole area.
So
I haven't
great.
Tried that
yeah.
one yet. I'm going to do that this round. I'm doing sesame seed oil this time. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, I always do. So. I mean, the coconut tastes better,
Coconut's wonderful because remember coconut has monolaurin, immune system stimulant.
Right.
So you've got a lot of choices. Do whatever tastes good to you, whatever you want to do. I'm not going to tell you that you'll get worse or better results. I'm just saying there was a recommendation. Definitely use coconut. Try sesame.
Yeah. No, I use sesame too. I use sesame because it's warming in the winter. It's
right.
It'll
add heat, and that's the other reason.
Yeah.
I didn't get into that all that.
Yeah. Wait. But we do get into warming and cooling elements for your body in our sessions with you in this one. It's really, really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so back to the detox method. You might know some of these things already, but we are encouraging you to do it. We are here to answer your questions and to cheer you on. One of the detox baths that's included is really interesting. It's kind of a mock ion foot bath kind of thing. That you do with different ingredients. So that's really a powerful detox bath. And, okay, then we go into, and back to this building and cleansing piece, I think it's really important to say that we don't expect you to change your diet. If you're someone that just is feeling too ill, no time, and just eats really poorly, it wouldn't be in your best interest to just stop eating all those foods and do a juice cleanse. It would actually hurt you. Right, Mark? So some people they go too fast in cleansing. So first of all, we don't do juice cleanses because most people are, in our experience, are too weak. So what we do instead is bring in these nutrient-dense foods on top of whatever you're eating, but bring these in so you crowd out some of those less than optimal foods. And that's such a beautiful thing that you've taught us, Mark, because what would happen if someone just said, I'm quitting everything today? with
they're gonna crash, and they will feel like the bottom fell out. And what I'd rather do, when we say push things out, if you've been drinking soda or something like, you've been drinking things that are not good for you, if you just start adding in water, you'll increase your hydration, and you'll slowly find yourself doing less, or even coffee. I never tell people ever to give up coffee. I tell them, let's put in some good things, good vegetable juices or whatever else they're willing to do, and over time, they'll just find themselves putting the coffee cup down with half a cup. And it's the same thing with even cigarettes. I never tell people to cut out anything, because in Chinese medicine, it's the support. Your body is adapted. Your body has figured out a way to work with all that. That's not good or bad. And now what we want to do is we want to slowly transition. And then you don't have the horrible crashes, and then you don't feel like you can't sustain it.
It's so brilliant. It's so true. Because we've said this before, people get excited, like, okay, I'm going to do this cleanse, and I'm going to go in there, and then they completely crash, and they say, cleansing doesn't work for me. Because they didn't take it slow, and they didn't continue to build. And that's so fascinating to think that your body has adapted to the foods that you've been eating, and the transition needs to be slower. I really love that. So building and cleansing at the same time. In this session, we have Anthony William, the medical medium. We do an interview with him and also a follow-up Q&A call. Anthony William, I'm sure you've heard of his book by now, The Medical Medium. He has a whole section on Lyme disease, but he really talks a lot about Epstein-Barr virus and the herpes viruses as the leading cause of symptoms in Lyme patients. So, Mark, you've talked about virus for, you know, your entire career, so it's not a new thing, but what I like about Anthony is he draws this picture of the viral universe, and it's really fascinating. And it really comes down to switching your foods. It's a really big piece. So we incorporate some of those antiviral foods.
There's just so much of, you know, Lyme patient or whatever you're suffering from. There's just so many things we're supposed to keep up with, right? And kind of the beauty, the elegance, I guess, of how we do our seasonal programs is that each season we try to focus, like, what are the things we can focus on this round to just really trying to get good at, kind of form these new habits. And viral piece is a big one. And then also kidneys and adrenals, and that's why a lot of you on the call, we're going to get to those questions shortly. But, that, you know, kidney adrenals is a big piece as well because I don't want to segue into it yet. I'm not going to ask why yet. We'll get to it in a minute. But that is part of our focus here. And in the winter months, staying warm, there's so much. We'll get more to it. But let's keep going with the weeklies here.
Yeah, I just wanted to do a quick overview of the whole sessions. And then we're going to move into this kidney adrenal piece and how it relates to love and fear. So, yes, Anthony William, really, really powerful interviews with him. He doesn't do interviews anymore like this, so we were really happy to have him last year. And that next week with the Anthony William recordings, we also have a live group huddles call. Huddles are so awesome. We do it later in the session because we want you to get to know each other in Facebook. And this, in huddles calls, it's an opportunity to actually talk with one another. And we break you out into small groups. It's like a small workshop. And you just get to share yourself and ask questions. And it's such a great support group. We have a lot of fun on that one. It's usually pretty fun call. And lastly, you know, I'll just let everybody go to this page where you can see more details of our entire program. But every week we do a Soulful Sunday, and that is where it's an exercise in perspective shifts. So you can do it on your own. By the way, you can do all these things on your own. You don't need to participate with the group if you're an introvert, but you're most welcome. But we do these exercises to go inside and really kind of shift our perspective from being sick and feeling like I'm sick into I am healing. And often that looks at some of the blocks that we have in our lives. So those are very, very powerful. Very powerful exercises. So that's our program in a nutshell. And again,
don't gloss over. You put together some great write-ups here. You know, antiviral food glossary recipes. How do you root when you're cold? You got some amazing write-ups in here, Dana. And I mean,
there's lots of resources.
Yeah, lots of resources inside the site that correspond and support, you know, what we talk about in the video lessons and the calls that we do. And then, then that's when we kind of put all that into action, like we talked about, you know, and layer in some recipes and some good healthy habits and what we're learning.
Yeah. You know, thank you, Brent. And I want to say, too, that the teaching videos, we have the interviews with the experts and their teaching videos. We also have cooking videos, and they can be pretty funny because they're very real. And we know how it is to have very limited energy. So you have very limited energy, but you need nutrition. So we give you some tips on good recipes and ways to do it so it's simple. So I'm really being mindful of the time. So we have I'm going to try to get this at 50 minutes, but we might go a little over. So the winter sessions, we focus on the kidneys. Now, in Chinese medicine, the kidneys are the organ that holds fear. And it's so interesting that there's a physiological reason that the kidneys are associated with fear. And it has a lot to do with the adrenals. Sorry, I hear something, Mark. Is that you?
I'm trying to keep the cord still, so I'm holding it.
Oh, I see. Maybe it's not you. So the kidneys that actually hold the emotion of fear or can cause fear, and that's usually associated with the adrenals. Now, what I love about the adrenals, it's adrenal. You know, when you finally see that word, you're like, oh, wait a second, adrenal, it just means they're on top of the kidneys. So that relationship is very integral to each other and very powerful. So let's talk a little bit, Mark, about the emotion of fear and the association with the kidneys and adrenals. Let's talk about what happens when So two things can happen. Either our kidneys are weak and we're more susceptible to fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or we're fearful a lot because of our lives and we break down the kidneys. So it's sort of a catch-22 there. So let's talk about, let's say we're in a very, our kidneys are depleted. What happens? What's the relationship there with the kidneys and adrenals and cortisol?
Well, for most people, the easiest way to say it is when you're scared badly, you'll pee your pants. Or you'll feel like you're going to pee your pants. And people don't understand that except they say, oh, my God, I was scared to death and I thought I was going to pee. We know that when you get enough adrenaline going, when you get your kidneys, that it will get your kidneys active. And the way people feel that is, yeah, they have an urgency. They have a sense that they've got to go. And those hormones, when your adrenals get active, we need those hormones to get us out of trouble and get us through the traffic light when we have to step on the accelerator and we do all the things we need to do, but we don't need those hormones running all the time. And probably everyone that's listening to this call has probably heard something about, yeah, I have adrenal fatigue, and that's because usually the adrenals should fire up when we need it. When we get the phone call, when we get the emergency thing we have to do, it should give us the energy that we need to have to get forward and do whatever we got to do, think quickly, react in sports, react in a difficult situation. But the problem is that once you have a chronic illness, usually the body is in fight or flight, and it's going full out, but it doesn't rest. And that's when people end up down the road. They say, I have that wired and tired feeling. The wired means I feel like my brain is going and I can't settle down. And that's because the adrenaline starts pumping, and next thing you know, if it's when you have a chronic illness or something going on like that, you'll feel like you can't really calm yourself down. And when you look at that relation to the kidneys, what you're really looking at is that hormone, the aldosterone that gets going when we're in fight or flight, causes us to lose some electrolytes. That's why we feel like we're going to pee. And if we lose the electrolytes too much, then we're going to start feeling like we're wiped out. That's the feeling. You know, the car screeches behind you. It doesn't hit you. You hear that loud sound of the car, you know, the brakes coming from the car behind you, and you get through it. And then you're like bright and clear, and then you're exhausted. Because that's what that hormone, that's what those stress hormones do. So you feel wiped out afterwards, but when you have chronic illness, it's there running in the background all the time. Or it could be from a stressor. I'm going to give another example, so it doesn't have to be you. It could also be your caregivers or the people you're around. But when my father was diagnosed with esophageal cancer, I knew that was going to be a long push to try and get him through it, and I've dealt with enough people through serious illness. What happened was he lived about a year and a half, and that whole time I was on adrenaline. I mean, I couldn't stop it. It was just like, how do you stop it when someone you care about is ill? And then I knew that I would crash sometime afterwards, and when I crashed, it was like very hard. You know, he died, and a few months later, it was like the bottom fell out of me, and I had to rebuild myself. So whether you're the person that's ill or the person that's taking care of you, when adrenaline gets going, yes, it's got some beneficial effects, but obviously the long-term running of that is hard on your body and will weaken your kidneys as a result, because you're going to be, the kidneys are going to try and keep you from losing all those heavy, those important electrolytes, and your kidneys are going to be stressed by these hormones. So in Chinese medicine and in alternative medicine, we're looking at it as they're directly connected. Is that a good explanation overview, Dana?
Yeah. I mean, what a world. and you know, an ill person is typically in that fight or flight state most of
the time.
I just want to reiterate, yeah, because you're actually in a bit of a battle inside. But there are ways. There are ways to support yourself through it. But that aldosterone piece is so interesting because the aldosterone is trying to keep the sodium in your kidneys, it's trying to keep your electrolytes there, right? It's trying to protect you and keep all the electrolytes in check. But when you start breaking down the adrenals, you don't have that same aldosterone balance, and you just lose it. I mean, talking about the peeing your pants thing, I not that I peed my pants, but I got into an acute situation a few months back, and I've never had that happen before where water, it was leaving my body. Just all the fluids were leaving my body. I was just urinating copious amounts, and it was just, I was in a fight or flight that I couldn't shift. So it's amazing. So supporting the kidneys, let's talk about supporting the kidneys and the importance of keeping warm and warmth in the kidneys, because when you lose your electrolytes, you get cold. Is that fair to say?
Everyone will. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people,
for
some people, and especially the chronically ill people, they usually have a little bit of low blood pressure. And if you lose too much volume, if you urinate too much, you could actually feel lightheaded. And a lot of people that are ill have what's called postural hypotension. That means that if you're lying down and you get up quickly and you see stars or feel dizzy, lightheaded, that means your total blood volume's a little low. And if you've been, you know, challenged with a long-term health issue, then it's highly likely that your kidneys are excreting too much and your BP can fall. And so, yes, it's really important that you learn to manage that in some way, and that's why we always recommend Himalayan salt, because it's one of those things that will help with aldosterone issues, with kidney adrenal aldosterone issues.
Right. So the more what we call yang foods, some miso is something that you really love. If you are feeling cold, using miso, the salty foods, sometimes the animal products can be really helpful. But in this program, we look to Beeler's as a very balanced mineral broth, and also adding in some Himalayan salt to keep your electrolytes going daily. We add a little bit of salt to our water. Yeah, and just back to the cortisol and the adrenaline and just the catabolic effect of those hormones. Gosh, it's just, I mean, I read that it breaks down your non-essential organs eventually. I mean, that is so frightening. I heard Anthony Williams say adrenaline is like battery acid. It just starts. And I don't mean to scare anybody, but that's just like, that's how powerful these hormones can be.
They're harmful to the entire body, but the most important thing is you can always correct anything if you work at it. So instead of focusing on which areas might be broken down, focus on the ways to correct it.
Yeah, and so I want to make this distinction exactly, Mark. In a fearful state, you're cold and contracted. Now, what's the reverse of that? You're warm and open. Now, what does warm and open sound like? That's a loving state. That's a state of connection. So really the antidote to these fearful experiences and this depletion of your kidney adrenals is to switch into these more loving states. I know it sounds easier. It's easier said than done. But you do that by supporting your kidneys and adrenals physically with the things we just mentioned, the yang foods, the balanced minerals. And then we shift over into the power of love to heal you. And what does that mean? Now, we talk about love, not just obviously not romantic love, but love as connection. Love can be a connection to anything in this universe. I mean, that's really what Qigong is. It's really tapping into the universal energies of peace and tranquility. And so let's talk about what happens when we actually shift into a more loving state and oxytocin is then released.
Well, oxytocin is almost, another way to think about it, is an antidote to fear. Because when we elevate that hormone, which is the one we think about when we're in love or when we're loving people or we're receiving a massage or we're listening to music that's very pleasing or we're stroking our animals, anything that makes us feel joyous and alive in that way raises oxytocin. And oxytocin has a lot of healing capabilities. And when I'm testing people, besides testing ATP, one of the key things when I'm finishing muscle testing people is if I elevate oxytocin, I know that their whole body will start to heal. And the way scientists talk about it is people that are in relationship, if it would be a healthy relationship, or they have animals, tend to live longer and live better. Well, what I can tell you is that oxytocin, when I'm testing someone, they may have generalized oxytocin okay, but if you check it at the kidneys, it may be really weak. So it's like I know that if I balance out the minerals, I balance out the B vitamins, I balance out certain things, suddenly their oxytocin goes up and they just feel more relaxed. They feel more comfortable. They feel, you know, it's not about love meaning, you know, romantic love. They just feel like they're more at home in themselves, which is really important. So you don't have to get that love from external. You can feel it in yourself. And when I'm in fear, then I'm going to check my oxytocin, and it's usually very low. And I know that if I replace my minerals and I get the B vitamins up, usually I'll suddenly feel better. I'll feel lighter. I'll feel clearer. I'll feel less fearful. So oxytocin has a lot of healing properties, and I think it's probably the most underappreciated hormone because it has so much power when it's up that I really like raising it in people, and then people feel less depressed and less anxious, and that's always very beneficial for people.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you can be in the worst state possible physically, but you just tap into something you love or you have an experience or something. It's in the background. Your body still might be sick, but it's in the background and you're more towards the healing of your body instead of the breakdown. You know, I just want to bring that back to food because I think what happens is when we're sick, we just think, oh, I need to, the food's going to do it, or if I eat this wrong food, it's really going to hurt me. And what happens is we actually put ourselves in a state of fight or flight when we're eating because we're so concerned about what this food's going to do to us or not do. Or so we also talk a lot about the joy factor. You know, if you want a cup of coffee or you want to eat a little something that you know is not perfect for you, but it brings you so much joy, do it. Do it. It's the perfect food that you're going to eat. If you're stressed, it doesn't matter. Let's talk about that more. Let's talk about how the digestive system breaks down in a fearful state and how we need to be in a parasympathetic.
Yeah, well, that's a really good way to describe it if people understand that. But when we're in a relaxed mode, we can get into a parasympathetic mode, and when we're stressed, we're in fight or flight, we go sympathetic dominant. With those catabolic hormones, the immune system shuts down, the digestive system shuts down, the nervous system gets into hyperexcitability. Our brain chemistry doesn't work as well. Try and think your way out of a problem when you're stressed. It's a lot harder. So we have all these functions, kidneys, start to constrict. So if we can keep the oxytocin up, if we can keep the opposite of the fear, the love, high, yes, we vasodilate, we feel warmer, we don't feel as cold. Oh, gee, the blood goes to the digestive system. Suddenly, we can start to digest our food. So when we run sympathetic dominant, we don't secrete the enzymes. If I don't secrete the enzymes, I know we can take exogenous pills of enzymes. But if I don't secrete them and I don't do well with peristalsis because I'm stressed, it's hard to take that healthy food and make it into nutrients that I can use. So that's why I'm always emphasizing to people, instead of focusing on the perfect diet and worrying about every single thing, was it cooked exactly right, I'd like them more relaxed in their life. I want them to take whatever food they can eat, whatever things they can do, and appreciate what they're doing. Instead of think, well, if it was all organic, then I would be well immediately. I have many people that I see that have been eating perfectly, and they're worried about, did I chew it enough times? Did I take the supplements at the exact right time? If you're going to worry, all those good nutrients are not going to be absorbed. So I'd much rather have you relaxed. I'd much rather have you calm. I'd much rather have you parasympathetic, because then you also not just digest and produce those enzymes, but you also be able to eliminate better. And part of digestion is effective elimination.
Of course. I've had that experience with you, Mark, so many times where I go somewhere, I don't know what to eat. You know, if you read enough about nutrition, you literally can't eat anything. You can't. With FODMAPs, oxalates, histamine, forget it. You just, and water, maybe. It depends if it's very well cleaned, but not distilled on certain, you know, it's just it's crazy. So on top of our own, our overwhelm, it can be so hard. And I've had that experience where I'm just in a store, I'm like, I can't eat anything, and then I don't eat, and you would just yell at me, eat whatever sounds good to you, just eat. And I'm like, well, what about this or that? No, get out of your head, just eat. So that's really, really important.
And the reason, Dana, as we remind people many times, if you don't eat, your blood sugar, if your blood sugar falls too much, then you're going to be in fight or flight, and that's more catabolic. So I'd much rather people never worry about that. At least start eating regularly, and then you upgrade your preferences and stop the criticism. How many people that are ill don't have self-criticism? I've had enough self-criticism in my mind that if I let that stuff run free, it would destroy me. So I just have to go, you know what, you're doing the best job you can do at this moment, and relax about it.
That's right. And that's why we, in these programs, we just encourage you maybe just try this recipe, you know, have it in the fridge, do your normal thing, but try that too. It's not a heavy push, not by any stretch. You know, and I just want to talk about people that are on heavy, heavy treatments, and they have a lot of stress in their lives. I mean, I know that my life has been way too stressful. And if I tried to do a heavy treatment on top of a stressful life, it's totally counterproductive. That's why it's so important to go back to the basics first, to build your foundations first before you try to go in to do heavy killings and stuff like that. Is that fair to say?
That's not only fair to say. I'm going to talk people out of doing heavy killing, because if people don't build themselves and if people don't get the basics down, that's why we hear about people having Herxheimer reactions and cleansing reactions. And I'm going, if you strengthen your body, then you will have the reserve account to start doing all the things you need to do. Because all this killing, all this, you know, people that have Lyme, people are trying to take antibiotics, they're trying to take natural ways to do it, and they forget that everything has a cost. If you do something, quote-unquote, healthy, it doesn't matter. If your body has to get rid of that, there is a cost. And if you do not have a reserve account, and by definition, anyone that's been chronically ill doesn't have a reserve account, then you're going to go backwards. So I'm going to always start the building process first, because the people that come to see me have already tried everything else, and they're depleted. And once you're depleted, you can't work from zero. If your bank account is empty, you have to put something in there.
That's right. Wow.
I mean, it's so real. How many Lyme doctors say you cannot even get well, no matter what protocols we give you, until you have to have this foundational stuff. You have to be supporting your body. I mean, it's...
Well, Brent, it's so true. Remember we spoke with Sanjay Schweig, an amazing iLads doc, and he said, first of all, they don't always have time to teach this stuff. So he was so grateful that we have these programs, and he said it helps to make whatever I'm offering, whatever protocols I'm offering, helps to make it work. Is that what you're trying to say there?
Well, we're Lyme Less Live More, and sometimes people are like, well, what are your Babesia protocols, your Lyme protocols? I'm like, well, guess what? This is actually all the stuff you should be doing that no one else is really – I mean, like, this is the meat. This is like – I don't care what protocol you're out there doing or what mold. Somebody's like, do mold naturally. Well, guess what? We're like addressing all of it, because this is where you have to have this in place, or else you're just going to be hurting.
Right.
Well, Brent, I would like to add this. I want all the people that I see to listen to your basic programs, because it costs way too much money to have me teach you the basics. That's why I go on this program with you guys, is to make sure people know these things and to know how important it is. Because if they realize that this foundation must be set to use any therapy you want to use, whether it's conventional or non-conventional, Chinese medicine, any kind of treatment, you must establish this foundation to get the best use of all of your other tools. And you guys layer it in, give people the support, teach them the steps, and it's way too expensive to have a practitioner do this. And it's more important that you have the group support, because I won't think of all the things that all the group can teach each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Your point.
Well, now that brings us back to what happens to your body when you're feeling supported. I mean, there's been studies on that. When you feel like you're being seen and heard and accepted, oxytocin goes through the roof. So that's the other thing that we offer here, and it's probably the most important part, really. I've just been amazed at how people have transformed in our sessions. Is that right?
So real. I mean, it's so real. And maybe we should move into questions real quick. And on that note, I saw it's somebody wrote in a Facebook message to us this morning. I haven't had time to respond yet. I'm sorry if we sent us emails and messages, we haven't responded to it. We get a little behind, but on that note, I mean, it's a great example of, she asked me if you could help us out. She says her husband seems to think her symptoms are causing her stress. My husband seems to think my symptoms are causing me stress. I try to tell him, you know, that it's my brain and I'm upset. But the bottom line, he thinks that she's making it up to an extent. And he's not believing that it's Lyme. And so, you know, him saying that and not believing is actually causing even more stress and distress. And so, you know, there's a lot of us out there, a lot of people out there that their spouses or family members don't even believe that you're sick, and they don't support it. And, you know, it's like there's that physical side of stress, and there's just that not being seen and not being understood, and that stress can be so hard. And I think that's one great thing. I know a lot of people join here in the huddles call, like, I haven't even spoken to someone else who's going through this before, and it's so nice to just hear someone else going through what I'm going through and feeling and seeing that connection, feeling that connection finally. but it's hard when you're within your own household. There's stress just from, people, others not believing what you're going through and saying, oh, just get over it, or oh, just don't stress so much. But it's like, it's not, it's deeper than that.
Brent, I talked to someone last, from the last set of calls we did, who lives in a small town in New Hampshire. And if you live in small towns and your doctors have said you're crazy, or somebody doesn't understand it, and you're the only one in your family, or you're the only one people know, it's really helpful to have a community. If you don't have that sense of, not everybody lives in San Francisco, and not everybody lives in a Lyme-literate area, and you have to figure that if everybody's saying that you're, because there's no visible illness, you don't have blood pouring out of you, so you need the community support to know that you're not crazy, and to also know that you can get relief and you can get help. So I think the community raises oxytocin, cuts down the stress hormones, and gives you a chance to actually take all of whatever your tools are and make them more effective for your body.
That's what we do. That's it. And we witness it. I thank you both for that. It's so important. And we are a little bit different than a normal support group, I will say that. We love to hear your stories, but we don't get stuck in the sick stories either. We hear you. We understand you. Okay, so now what can we do? We're holding you. We're moving forward with it. We have a lot of people tell us that they've tried support groups before and they were only brought down by them. So that's not what we're doing here. We're not like a bunch of victims. We're empowered individuals. I want to be really clear with that. We're here to support what you already know, huh?
Yeah, it's very different. Yeah. The energy in our groups, it's amazing, actually.
Yeah, incredible people. So I think, just in our conversations here, we've answered a lot of the questions. Certainly a lot of questions about kidneys. And again, we go deeper into that, into our programs. Fight or flight response. Is that backwards? Blood pressure. Yes. A lot of people talking about unexplained fear, and again, that goes back to depleted adrenals and kidneys, and getting those minerals balanced and your electrolytes, getting that up. I mean, it's not going to fix the fear in the world right now. You always hear love and hate as opposites, but really it's love and fear, because underneath the hate that we're seeing a lot in the news and the world right now is just fear. So I want everyone to know too that however you can manage your fear in your personal life and in your body, and shift that into a loving state, that is changing the world. It really is. It's not even anything light. It's an incredible thing just to shift your own perspective, and I really hope we can support you in that. I'm going to read one question here. It says, Holly said, being alone, away from the crazy news and even Facebook, does add to the sense of isolation. With only the people you live with as company, and even those that are driving you nuts. I think that's probably what you were referring to, Brent, this question. And getting out really isn't an option. At the risk of sounding selfish, I need some help cheering me on. We're here for you. That's what our groups are. So I really just want to put the invitation out to all of you to get in for more calls like this with us. And Mark, I thank you for your time today, and I really look forward to having you in the next few weeks with our group. This is perfect. We're going to wrap it up. Brent, do you want to tell everyone how they can get inside?
Yeah. If you're not in with us already, you still can. You can go to limelesslivemore.com/winter, and it's a link we've been sending you. If you're on the email list, you probably are. And get in now. Our Facebook groups are already open. We're in orientation and prep week, which lasts until the 20th. And it's just time to kind of get in, look at our prep list, you know, there's some supplies that you might want to get, you know, that we recommend, that, you know, there's nothing you have to get, but it's just like, hey, this is what we use. So you get the whole, like, you get to see what our shopping list is, right? What are the things that we buy, and we share that with you so we can prep you for recipes and you know, little detox things that we do. But we are closing the early bird special is going right now, and that will end on Thursday. So if you want to get in at the $77 sale price, it ends on Thursday. And the door is closed to get in on Saturday. So we'd really love to see you in here with us. And this is just exciting stuff. I just love the energy. This is our 10th one. Can you believe it's our 10th one? I don't even know. But
our
10th
program, yeah.
I am so busy in life right now, and this is like the last thing I have time for. I'm talking about like doing the stuff, right? I'm not, you know, like, can I make time to make some dealer's broth? Do I have time to do the baths and the oil pulling? But guess what? You know, it's like, this is like forcing me, okay, I got to make the time. I mean, I can't put my health on hold. How am I going to get through the stress with, you know, if I don't feel well? So it's so important, and I just love the way it just makes me start, you know, if I fall off the wagon a little bit, it makes me, you know, get back on it, get back with the healthy habits, and just meeting and seeing everybody again, it's just great. I just love it.
I love it too. I mean, to your point too, Brent, I almost to the point that I didn't think we were going to be able to do this session. I mean, so busy and so much intensity in my own personal life, and I actually need the accountability to take care of myself. It really, I'm getting so excited. I'm drinking more water. I'm preparing food to take to these things. Just like you, Brent, like we're just so busy and consumed with a lot of stuff going on. But somehow having this whole group in the background in your day, it's like you have all these cheerleaders on your shoulder, like, go, go, you know, drink your water. And then you get
That's
to
it.
Report back in, oh, you know, I did this today, and or, you know, I need some support. Anybody have some ideas with how to travel? It's all good. It's all good. So thank you guys. We're just at an hour. We would love to see you. We'd love to see you inside. So thank you, Mark. Thank you, Brent. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Brent.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
See you all inside. Bye.